current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, 10 years and counting. The 11th of May marks 10 years since Naveed Bhutto, the official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Pakistan, was abducted from outside his home in front of his young children in Lahore, Pakistan. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir campaign, Free Naveed Bhutto, is raising awareness of the merciless detainment. What was his crime? Speaking up against the injustices and the corruption of the Pakistani regime and calling for the only alternative from the sources of Islam, the Khilafah, to expose this dhulm and oppression. The voices of the Muslim Ummah needs to be very loud and unified. On the 8th of May, there will be a Twitter storm with the hashtag Free Naveed Bhutto. The family of Naveed Bhutto have had absolutely no contact with him since his abduction and have no idea of his whereabouts or well-being. His children have lost out on 10 of their prime years by having no father. His wife, who has had to endure the pain and suffering of separation from her companion. Isn't this hurt enough for the family? Do the Pakistani regime truly have no mercy in their hearts? Don't they finally see that they were wrong to take an innocent man, or a man who worked earnestly to please his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do they forget the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah said, "Man 'ada li waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harb." I will declare war against the one who shows hostility to my wali, friend. Bukhari. Naveed Bhutto, a sincere da'wah carrier who left behind a luxurious life in the USA to return to Pakistan to be part of the global struggle for re-establishing the Khilafah upon the method of the prophethood in the Muslim lands. Although this meant multiple arrests and imprisonments, this didn't deter him from his duty, the role of taking on the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The call on the Ummah to remind them of the obligation of the state and the details of its structure still continues today in the region and has not and will not shake the believers into leaving this job nor slowing them down. The Pakistani regime never failed to show their animosity towards Islam and those who show their love and yearn for their deen. Many members from Hizb ut-Tahrir as well as other Islamic groups have been arrested, imprisoned, beaten, and blackmailed. They've been put in situations to abandon their da'wah duties for the sake of their family's safety. We also see that the Ummah in Pakistan could not remain silent over the French cartoons depicting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and being beaten and abused for this by the authorities. The regime is losing all credibility and clinging on desperately to the little yet so weak authority they have. It's high time the regime accepts that people of Pakistan love Islam and want it back. Their tactics to instill fear or force the believers to back down has failed. In fact, it's only made them stronger and sturdier. Naveed Bhutto is an example for so many because inshallah, he is amongst those who Allah speaks of in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 23.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Among the believers are men true to what they promised Allah. Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow to the death, and among them is he who awaits his chance. And they did not alter the terms of their commitment by any alteration. Please join in the campaign with hashtag Free Naveed Bhutto and remember our dear brother Naveed Bhutto in your du'as. May Allah return him to his family safely. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.